This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Construction workers have reached what is seen as the halfway mark on a $1.3 billion project to lift up a huge highway bridge from New Jersey to New York's Staten Island. The Bayonne Bridge, with more clearance, will allow bigger cargo ships to get from, say, the newly expanded Panama Canal into the big New York area ports. The bridge is only part of the challenge for ports with mega ships. Marketplace's Katie Long takes a look at the example of the port of Los Angeles.
Trucks pull up to a huge dock at the Port of L.A., one after another, dropping off containers to be stacked onto a ship. And no matter what anyone tells you about the size of these ships, until you see one, you have no idea.
They're taller than the Empire State Building, loaded with 13,000 trucks, essentially, and they're massive.
Peter Califano operates a crane that moves cargo on and off these behemoths. And this is no standard package delivery. Containers move through an elaborate circuit from ship to storage yard to truck or rail, and as they're being moved out, other containers are being moved onto the ships. Even small disruptions in the flow create big consequences.
The yards get clogged up a lot easier, so you have to be able to move the cans off the dock quickly.
Planning is key. Several shipping companies will team up to fill a single ship, meaning the containers, or cans, arrive all mixed up.
It's like going through a Caesar salad and separating croutons and salad and chicken, and I mean, there's a lot that goes into that.
Bobby Alvera is president of one of the dock workers' unions at the port. He says to make that separating easier, shipping companies, retailers, and ports across the world need to share data from the start. A well-packed ship from Asia won't run up extra costs when it's unloaded in the U.S., costs that can erode the savings companies get by using these big ships in the first place. And the Port of L.A. and its neighbor in Long Beach are also starting to let machines do more of the unloading.
It's simply an automated crane can work reliably all the time, pretty much, in a systematic way, constantly.
Jean-Paul Rodrigue is a professor of global studies at Hofstra. He says while automation could increase efficiency long term, the investment can run hundreds of millions of dollars. And for now,
automation does not appear to be attracting that much more traffic.
That's not likely to change with growth in global shipping slowing down. And Union President Alvera says the cost of automating isn't the only issue.
Robots don't shop at stores, they don't pay taxes.
He wants to know who's going to buy the goods to fill these ships or pay the taxes to fund port upgrades if jobs are displaced. That's a balance each port will have to learn for itself. In Los Angeles, I'm Katie Long for Marketplace.